Some say Supermom is just a figure, but we believe she's real, and that's why we're here on the Crunchy Supermom Show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hi, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded supermom.
And I'm Mandy, also a homeschooling mama, but of five little ones, a devoted wife to my best friend, also a follower of Jesus, and a dedicated crunchy supermom. Together, we created the Supermom Solution to help busy moms become supermoms. Be sure to visit us online at crunchysupermom.com.
Hey, supermoms, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mandy.
We're your hosts and the creators of the Supermom Academy. What is the Supermom Academy? Well, it's the answer to every busy mom's dilemma. How do I do it all without missing out on the important things in life? We want to improve the lives of natural-minded moms so they can spend more time truly living. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And we don't want you to worry about having to take notes or missing out on anything, so we have what we call a power plan. It's all ready for you to have the information from this podcast ready for you at your fingertips. After all, we know moms like to listen to podcasts, but we often don't have time to take notes. To get the power plan, all you need to do is go to www.crunchysupermom.com/blog/028. And you'll find it all right there.
And we hope you guys all have those and can have easy access to everything we're talking about. And today we are talking about creating lasting memories. And I don't know, Sarah, if you've ever seen those blogs. I think that I saw one recently about how many summers or how few summers you have with your kids. Have you seen those?
Yes, I saw. We posted that. Yeah, I was gonna say, I posted on our Facebook. Yeah,
posted one of them, right? And mm-hmm. I don't know, like those stress me out because I want to cherish like every moment, but then, I mean, the summers are fleeting, right? I mean, we have so few. There's only a few, but they made me panic because I'm so aware of how few that I have because they're growing up so fast, and I mean, I have a kid that's going on 12. And so I don't even want to calculate how few summers I have left. But I also don't like to think that way because I want to enjoy every stage and season of life. And I think I'm like, the other stages are going to be beautiful too. You know, when they get older, it's just different. It's not, I don't like to think about them fleeting away too much because it would be beautiful then too, just different. So today we aren't going to talk about like the fleeting time, make you stress out by about the time that's flying by. We're just going to talk about creating memories and being intentional with your planning throughout the year, not just your summer. Cause a lot of them, you're like, oh, they have 17 summers or 18 summers with your child. You know, this is about all year. Mm-hmm. I want to help you realize that you can make memories and establish traditions that will help your family stay close no matter how old they are. And traditions are so important for families and especially children. The research is showing that traditions help build resilience in children. And we recently did a podcast show on how routines literally help you feel happier. And a tradition is basically like a routine. They're predictable. You can look forward to them. They give you a sense of purpose, but of course they're different than routine too. Some people call what we do daily a tradition when I would say routine, but I kind of like thinking about some of my routines as traditions because I would really love to pass them on through the generations. And because these certain routines are about being mindful, present, and enjoying life, I guess they are like traditions, not just routines, but a tradition can be really small. So like one of ours would be reading to the kids. They get to pick out a book every night. And some people are saying, you know, they call that a tradition. I typically call it a routine, but, for us, you know, that's just a normal thing that we do want to pass down to generations if possible. What are some of the ones that you do daily? I know you have some too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like there was a rebuttal to the article that I also liked where people were talking about ordinary lifestyle and it's just okay. I mean, it goes back to that comparison situation where we just say, don't compare yourself to others. And, you know, maybe your internal household routines that are basically traditions, like you're saying, Mandy, that's probably better than a lot of what people do. I mean, some kids might get to go on some extravagant vacation once every few years, but then their parents aren't mindful and present and they're not doing things on a day-to-day business basis. And so you have to ask yourself, what's my kid really going to remember, you know, when this is all said and done? And I will just say really quickly before I share some of my traditions, I use this app called the Parent Queue, and it is Christian based, but I like how it shows me how many weeks are they have left before, I guess they're 18. I know that it sounds sad, but I like looking at it because if you are having one of those moments where you're just like, this is so hard, I can't get through it. It just shows you, like, by the way, you know, like my, you know, at 9, Mandy, they're halfway done. Okay. Which we know, but seeing that little meter around their sweet, sweet face, cause it's their pictures on there. It just says like, you're literally halfway done. So if you can't get yourself together mentally to just calm down and be, you know, just move forward through the chaos, you know, then you might look back and regret some of this, but I like the app and it tells you kind of what they're going through emotionally too, which is really good for the 9-year-old. Cause they're so, they're starting to be quiet again and reserved. But, as far as traditions for us, we, this year for 2018, if you're listening to this at a different time, the year we always have a focus in my family, for the year. So our family focus is to celebrate more because we kind of made light of parties and holidays and stuff before, because we're not really consumerists. And I felt like all the holidays were based on buying stuff and throwing extravagant Pinterest parties and all this stuff. And so we just didn't do it. And then I realized that, I think I read some statistic that said that the happiest families are the ones that celebrate all the small things. I'm like, well, shoot, I'm losing again. So we decided we could celebrate without being consumerist. So that's what we did this year. And we're doing it for all the birthdays and all these little tiny holidays. We're doing something to celebrate no matter what. And my kids were trying to include all of these other holidays I'd never heard of. And I'm like, okay, wait, let's try to stick with the ones that I can find something to do.
Cause there's like one every day, right? I mean, there could be,
oh gosh. Yeah.
Just National Labor Day.
They literally pulled out the one. It was yes. National like sibling day, National like rescue a puppy day, which one of my kids was all over. She'd picked out a place to like go rescue a puppy. But anyway, yeah. So just, that's been fun for us. And then, our biggest traditions, you know, I make humongous birthday cakes for the kids that are kind of extravagant. Mm-hmm. I've made like a log cake before that had like fake mushrooms that I made out of meringue. And, you know, just I really go out of my way with making a cake. The kids love that. And we do have family night. And then I just think because we do follow routine so often that that's kind of like a tradition that my kids find comfort in, because I know, you know, memories are important, but I also think that feeling secure and comfortable in your family culture is something that these routines and traditions kind of establish. And I know that that's something that's missing from this technology age, is just feeling like you belong.
Yes.
And having these routines just really, I can tell that my kids feel secure and confident, like they belong.
Right.
And, you know, Mandy, you and I are from like the 80s, 90s. So technology wasn't huge then, but our parents were working a lot more than the previous generations were working. As far as like the 9-to-5, they were farming, I'm sure, way more, but still they're home and you're sitting in the tractor with them. But my point is that, our parents started to get less present when we were kids, because they were working and we were in daycare a lot more at school, or, you know, at least in my situation. And so I just feel like I wasn't so sure that I belonged anywhere. And I know that a lot of my peers say that too, like, well, I really didn't feel like I belonged anywhere until I got to school and college. And in college you have traditions, you know, like the capture the flag and all those things. And it's funny how doing something as a group just really makes you feel confident and secure as a person. So that's what we focus on.
I think it's so true. I mean, you look at, why people join gangs, which is the opposite of obviously what we want our children to do, but the reason why they join often is that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. I know, I mean, that's probably simplifying a very complex issue, you know, with that kind of thing. But again, they've studied it and know that belonging is huge there.
Oh, so, it absolutely is. And I think that's why it's so good that we're sharing these kind of traditions and ideas, because we think that it's not important, but you know, it's old fashioned, if you will, in a way, but it's really not old fashioned. It's super important because we want to teach our kids how to establish these things too going forward. So you're right. Uh-huh. So they aren't joining a bad group of or a bad influence of people or a bad group of kids, you know, or whatever. Cause those exist right. and they exist at a way younger age than, oh my gosh, I just, I can't even go there.
I know. No, I know. Exactly. It's, and I think that when we're talking about this, you know, we want to make a point again. It just doesn't have to be huge. These can be like the things you think of as your routines. Like we were saying, these can be super small and ordinary. And because it really is the feeling, like you were saying, that what they walk away with feeling is so important more than the actual thing you're doing. And so I think, like, for example, we have the weekly tradition of family movie night. And so the kids get so excited because they know what's coming. They know it's predictable for them. They look forward to it. And so all those feelings surrounding it are that's the big thing. That's like it, you know, and it's not complex. It's simple. And so I can do it. Like, I don't have to put too much thought into it, you know, because it's so simple. And we do this seasonally too with things. And again, I really want to add, there's more. I have a goal of adding some more. But we can't do anything too big because we have 5 and my youngest is one. So things have to be really small and simple. And like, for example, every year we try to go apple picking and that's huge. And this year we have access to blueberries. So I'm going to try to add that for the summertime. And some things we've made up too, like we have a cookie mm-hmm. fest where everyone gets to pick out their favorite cookies and we make them. And we do that once a year. And so just little things like that, and their birthdays. They look forward. They start planning their birthdays the second we get done with their little party. And we just do family parties, but we still make it like a really big, big deal. And so like after it's over, they start planning their next year one because they love planning it and they love it so, so much. So it can be super small, uncomplicated. It's just really the feelings and just doing that tradition and that routine or that routine.
I love hearing examples of what you guys do. And when we collaborated on that mission inside the Supermom Academy on the family culture, you know, the family vision, it was really fun to do that and lay that out because I think so many families don't have direction and they don't want to go to Pinterest for direction. But I'm excited about the mission and I hope a lot of moms take advantage of that to really understand how they could develop their family vision and really implement these simple things are so simple. And the amount of time that you spend with your family, it increases when you have that kind of common vision and the things that you do together are so meaningful. And I think just looking through the eyes of a child and thinking, gosh, it's, for instance, you know, I'm really, really picky about going out to eat and stuff, but we were in a big city. It was Baton Rouge. It's not that big compared to New Orleans, but it's still a bigger city. And we just kept driving around trying to find some place to eat that was not going to make all of us really, really sick. And I'm like, you know what? Forget it. So I have a childhood memory of going to P.F. Chang's with my grandma. And when I was in college, she would always come up during finals and we would go eat. And I haven't been there, I don't know, she's been gone for like 13 years. So I haven't been there. So I'm like, let's just go there because at least I know what I'm getting. I'm going to go somewhere bad. I mean, and actually they have, they call it walk to table. They're actually reducing their toxins and stuff in their ingredients. Nothing was organic by any means, but they don't have MSG. Anyway, I'm plugging them. But my point with that was, yeah, it's great. I mean, next time you're in an emergency situation, that's not quite as good as Chipotle as far as being clean, but they're working on it. But I took the kids there and the look on their face was just like mine when I was a kid, because it looks all fancy inside, you know, like the big pillars and the different Asian decor. And the kids were so blown away that they're still talking about it. They're like, Mom, when are we going to go back to that P.F. Chang's place? That place was so cool. You know, but would you ever, I never would have thought, even though I remember having that memory, the minute I walked in, I was like, oh, I remember feeling that way as a kid, but I hadn't felt that way in so long that I didn't think that my kids would feel that way. And so it was really cool to see that. And it's just another one of those reminders that it's so simple to impress your children if you start doing it when they're young. I mean, I think if you try this with a 16-year-old, we're going to have to get creative and help you, you know, come up with some great ideas, because obviously they're used to not doing them if you haven't been doing them, you know, and they'll probably roll their eyes at you. But we can change that. There's no sense not to try, you know, try to do something. But yeah, so it's inside the Supermom Academy. yeah, the feeling. So the whole mission's inside the Supermom Academy. And I'm really excited about sharing that with more moms.
Oh yeah. I'm like, it's one of the ones I'm so, so excited about, because I always knew that I wanted lots of family traditions. But again, when I first started out, I had no idea how important it was for bonding the family and for the resilience for the kids. They learn to overcome the things that life throws at them. So yeah, it's one of the ones that I'm so excited about, and we're working on ours too. I mean, we all have, my oldest is about to turn 12 right now, you know, but I have a 1-year-old. So it's like something you can constantly develop and just keep continue to work through and add to, and it's going to bond you, like we were saying, for the generations. So you remember that with your grandma, which is amazing. And you had that feeling when you walked in. And so that's kind of what my goal is for my kids, whatever we're doing, that certain feeling that they can have and they want to come back to and want to share with their own children. So I think it's wonderful. And again, on our power plan for this show, we're going to be focusing on you being able to develop these for your family, getting a plan, because it can feel kind of, even if they're small, and we're talking about small ones, I think it can still feel kind of overwhelming just to try to plan it out. So we're going to have the worksheet and the power plan for you to really start talking this through, planning it out with your kids. The point here that we really want to make is it to be intentional and set these things up so that your family can look forward to it together and have those feelings that we're talking about. And we want to encourage you to also join the free Crunchy Supermom Facebook group so we can continue to talk about family and all the traditions there too. And there'll be more details on how to find our community in the power plan for this show. And again, you can find that at crunchysupermom.com/blog/028. And again, we're going to be having a whole mission on that inside the Supermom Academy. And make sure you subscribe to the show if you found this helpful. And don't forget, grab that free power plan so you can quickly reference everything we talked about here today.